Hi there and welcome to Adventures with Jesus Today podcast. I'm Lisa Vandenberg, your host, and today we're going to be talking about the question, Jesus, how are you today? I have watched Jesse Duplantis ever since becoming a Christian about 18 years ago, and I just love the sense of humor that he has. I love the way he talks to the Lord. I love his relationship. I love the way he believes and the things that God have done through his life. So he really speaks to me. He resonates with me. And so the other day, a friend of mine sent me a link saying that Jesse and Andrew Womack had done a conference on the 1st of May called Don't Limit God. And so I was intrigued. She said, I've watched it and it's amazing. It's changing the way I'm thinking about things. You have to watch it. So I clicked on the link and it's a 4-hour long conference and I'll link it at the bottom of this podcast. And it is amazing the way my thinking has been transformed. And so there is a portion in there where Andrew asked Jesse to tell a story that has so taken hold of my heart. Because one of the biggest desires of my heart is to go beyond the intellectual knowledge of God, just being able to read the scriptures and say them out loud, but actually experience the truth of who God is for us and how he wants to go through everyday life with us, how he feels about us, how he thinks about us, to actually experience that in our everyday lives, right? So it's about 30 minutes in and Andrew stops Jesse talking and he says, hold on, Jesse, tell that story. So Jesse says, okay. So one day, Jesse was having his quiet time and Psalm 104 says that we enter the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving and we enter his courts with praise. So he said he was just sitting there and he was thanking God for how good he is and thanking God for all the things he has in his life and just entering into the courts of God. And it just gets you, you know, if you practice Thanksgiving, it is just a super practical and wonderful way to remind ourselves of how good God is, how much he loves us, how much he wants to be with us. That sort of picks you up out of your circumstances, right? Picks you up out of the worry that you woke up with or the thing that you've been pondering about for days. And it just lifts you up to a higher perspective. So he says he's doing that one day and he's thanking God and he just feels funny. Something just feels off. And he goes, God, I don't know what's going on, but something just feels funny. And as he was thinking about it, he realized that there was really nothing wrong with him. There was nothing he was worried about or thinking about or anything like that. And so he stopped and he suddenly realized that if there was nothing wrong with him, then there was something wrong with God. And so he stops and he says, hold on, stay with me now. Hold on, just listen to the rest of the story. So I sat there and I went, Lord, tell me more. So he said to God, God, is there something wrong with you? Has somebody hurt your heart? Is something happening? And he just hears the Lord reply to him, yes, my children have hurt my heart. And he stopped and he said, God, then I am going to spend the next period of time letting you know how much I love you. I'm going to praise you and I'm going to worship you until you feel better. And he said he just stopped and he lifted up his hands and he said, he just started thanking God even more. Thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your heart to love us. Thank you for your character and your nature, Lord. Thank you that it is your only intention to bless us and be with us, to help us to walk the right way, to help us to love each other and forgive each other and to be kind and patient with each other, to bring the beauty and the power of heaven to earth. And he said he just walked around for about 40 minutes just telling God, like praying in tongues, telling God how much he loved him, how grateful he was for him, how thankful he was for him. And he said about 40 minutes in, he felt a shift and a change. And he heard God go, thank you, Jesse. Thank you for ministering to me and helping me to feel better. Isn't that the most amazing thing? We see it so much more in the Old Testament, the emotions of God and what he would go through and how how when the Israelites didn't obey him or went after other gods or whatever, how it hurt his heart. And we see more of the emotions of God in the Old Testament. And then, of course, we see what happened in Jesus's life, which is still the emotions of God expressed through Jesus on the earth, when he wept, when he got angry at people that weren't doing things right, when he, you know, when he laughed and had fun with people at parties, when he had joy, when he got frustrated. We see the emotions of God all the way through the Bible in different ways. But sometimes we can just see God as, you know, this great being in the sky, the one who looks after the universe, the one who's out there. But we don't really think of him as a being who has emotions, because we're made in his image. So if we reverse the equation and look at how we are, then we have a picture of how God is, right? And this thing has so struck me that I thought I had a great relationship with God, but there's even more available to be able to touch his heart like that, like Moses did when he went and he spoke to God and he said, God, please, please have mercy on your children. Lord, talk to them, be kind to them, be merciful to them, give us another chance. All through the Bible, Noah going, Lord, I know that, please, Lord, if there's just some people, then be kind to them. That there's this beautiful relationship, even in the Old Testament, even before Jesus. Never mind about what's available to us now that Jesus has come and he said to us, be friends, abide in me, stay with me, talk to me, do the day with me, love on me, listen to me as I listen to you. Let's have a conversation. Let's have a backwards and forwards where we talk to each other, where we get up in the morning and we go, hi, Jesus. He goes, hi, my child. And we have a conversation like that with him all the way through the day. So that's what I want to encourage you with today, is to realize that there is an invitation to a conversation that he doesn't just want. And, you know, we know this is to a certain measure that he wants a conversation, but ask him for even more than that. In my quiet time this morning, I was walking and I said, Holy Spirit, will you show me your sense of humor? Will you show me what you find funny? Do you like dad jokes? What do you like? What makes you laugh? What brings you joy? Will you show me that so that I can laugh with you, so that I can have a good time with you? Will you show me what hurts your heart so that I can cry with you? Will you show me what comforts you and what puts a big smile on your face? What delights you about the way I do life and how I get to do it with you? Just ask these questions just like you would if you were striking up a friendship with somebody and you wanted to be best friends with them, or you were dating somebody and you wanted to know more about them and you're fascinated by them and their lives and how they do things. That's the invitation to a conversation and a relationship that is even deeper than the backwards and forwards questioning, right? So that's the journey that I'm on, and that's the invitation that I'm accepting. That's the adventure that we're being invited onto, and I'm saying yes, and I hope you do too. And just if you don't know what questions to ask, ask him. Say, Lord, how do I get to know you? How do I get to know what you think about things and how you feel about things and what you're excited about and what you're not so excited about and what blesses your heart and what hurts your heart? He'll even give you the questions to ask. He'll give you insight into him when you're willing to know, when you're curious to find out more about him. That is the adventure that we are being invited on today. I am so excited for all that will unfold. Can you imagine? There's just so much that he wants to show us, so much that he wants to make available to us, to lift the curtain on how he lives his life, what he loves to do, and what really puts a smile on his face. I'm excited to hear your stories. Please come across and share on our Facebook page, Adventures with Jesus Today. We have a YouTube channel now where I'm posting videos that I post, Instagram. Just come along and comment underneath any of the various ways that you can, or come across to awjtoday.com and let us know what these adventures look like for you, how you are getting to know God, what are the things he reveals to you about him, so that we can all get to know him better. So I bless you guys. I bless all of us. And I thank you, God, that you are more than willing to open up your life to us and show us what it looks like. It's the most amazing invitation. So as always, please pass this on, recommend this podcast to others. Let's spread hope. Let's spread this conversation with Jesus, these adventures that he invites us on far and wide, far, far and wide, so that we can all go on them together. As always, Jesus is inviting you on an adventure today. Will you accept?